aboard Carnival Horizon.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker on assignment.
Here's your cruise news briefs for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. If we get electrocuted, it's going to hurt really bad. But here we go. MSC Maravia has successfully completed her CDC simulated voyages. The vessel returned to Port Miami on Tuesday after a three-night test cruise with volunteer passengers on board. The voyage included calls at Nassau and MSC's private island, Ocean Cay, in the Bahamas. Now the ship is on track to resume revenue sailings on August 2nd from Port Miami. The second MSC ship to resume service from the U.S. will be MSC Divina out of Port Canaveral on September 16th. And Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line has announced a new program to show its gratitude for essential workers during the pandemic. The Hometown Heroes Initiative allows essential workers from the U.S. to book a two-night cruise from Palm Beach to Grand Bahama Island, aka Freeport. A second guest must also sail, paying a special rate of $129. Visit BahamasParadise.com for more information. And earlier this week, Carnival Cruise Line announced the restart for more of its ships out of U.S. ports. The line also said it will continue to operate ships as vaccinated cruises through at least October, meaning that at least 95% of guests need to be vaccinated according to the CDC rules. Passengers who wish to sail as part of the 5% unvaccinated, they can apply for an exemption that'll be on a limited capacity basis at Carnival.com when you book your cruise. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 8.2%, 21.34. Royal Caribbean up 7.8%, 74.90. And Norwegian up 7.8%, 23.58. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Amber Cove in the Dominican Republic, Carnival Horizon right there. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Thanks for being here.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.